Hello, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Dr. Sherman. We know that statins reduce cholesterol.
Yes.
What does your body go through in order to accomplish that? It lowers all cholesterol, right?
Yeah, it does lower LDL and total cholesterol. Statins inhibit an enzyme in the liver that, you know, normally our bodies produce cholesterol on its own for all kinds of normal functions. So by inhibiting that enzyme, you actually inhibit the liver from making cholesterol. The number that we refer to, you know, everyone knows their cholesterol number because it's so, you know, ingrained in us when we go to the doctor that we got to keep that down. But that actual number is 75% heredity. In other words, whatever your liver is producing is really hard to intervene except with some kind of supplemental support or a statin versus diet. So a lot of people feel like diet is their main approach in lowering their cholesterol, but it's very, very difficult. You can do it. You can, you know, become much more lean by exercising and eating unprocessed oils. You want to stay away from trans fats and excess of omega-6s. So these are the things that actually, you know, prevent the need for statins in particular.
And the side effects are what? Now, I know you kind of went through that earlier.
Effects
of statins can be...
Probably the number one thing is something called myalgia, which is pretty common. I think it occurs in about 25% of people taking statins, and you get muscle aches, and commonly it's because of the statin will actually deplete CoQ10 in your body. So anyone taking statin or even red yeast rice, which is sort of a natural statin, they should always be taking CoQ10 with that. CoQ10 is a very important cellular antioxidant and energy producer. So that's really important. And a lot of times you can prevent the myalgia produced from the statin by taking CoQ10.
So something like a stiff neck could be a side effect of a statin.
Well,
kind of aching neck.
Well, you can get a muscle ache. I'm not sure it would be localized in the neck necessarily. You may want to get your neck checked and just see if there might be any cervical disc problem, or it could just be a muscle strain, but that should probably be checked. A lot of people feel the statins in their legs. So, and one of the, you know, you can get low cholesterol too. People, a lot of doctors will say, oh, your cholesterol can't really be low enough. But in reality, if you don't have enough cholesterol, then you aren't able to make a lot of hormones that we need. And in fact, I've had a lot of people, I've increased their hormone levels, and their cholesterol comes down just from that, because the body gets the signal that they don't have to make extra cholesterol to make more hormones.
Okay, doctor.
Okay. Great. Thanks for your call, Johnny.
Thanks, Dr. Sherman.
All right. Take care now.
Okay.